Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out savesiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing the importance of encouragement. We are not responsible for being bluntly honest with people if it is going to discourage what they are trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
We have a duty as human beings to be encouraging to others' hopes and dreams without sprinkling your own personal perception on them.
Exactly.
Because your personal perception does not affect...
Could be skewed.
Exactly. It could be skewed, and it does not affect what that person believes in their heart for themselves.
True.
And it can be hard sometimes, because you might hear some outlandish dream or goal, but it's really not your place to say that to someone.
Exactly. Don't limit others based on your own experience, or not even your own experience, based on your own beliefs or your own opinions or ideas. Just because you couldn't achieve something doesn't mean that somebody else can. It also doesn't mean that you can't. Maybe you just didn't give it all that you had. Or maybe you did, and it didn't work out. And that's okay. God has a different plan for you, a different path.
And let's speak to those people that have been discouraged.
Mm.
Do not let what people say or their opinion of whatever you're trying to do affect your bottom line.
Amen.
And your bottom line is that dream or desire that you have that is almost inexplicable. You don't know why, or maybe your life circumstances led you to it. But either way, you don't have to explain why you want to do something to people.
Exactly.
It is in your heart, not theirs.
Yeah.
So understand that not everyone is going to be on your side. Not everyone is going to see the vision that you see for yourself.
I feel that. I don't know why I'm reminded of this example. Someone told a story in one of our community groups about how their uncle or somebody was John Mayer's guitar teacher. And they were still, do you remember that? And
I do, actually.
And that person is still bitter because John Mayer made it. I didn't even know John Mayer was from Connecticut. Apparently he is.
Oh, wow.
And this person is still upset because John Mayer made it and they didn't. And it's like, and maybe he is, I mean, I shouldn't speak for him, but I would imagine that he may be hesitant now to help other young guitarists or to help other young musicians because he's been burned in the past. And he thinks, I didn't make it, but this other person did. And it's like, you've got to just encourage people, speak life into them, still teach kids to play. Maybe you weren't meant to make it, and John Mayer was. Maybe John Mayer needed you to help him learn guitar so that he could write songs that moved people. And that wasn't your path, and that's okay. But we can't sit in that and then now speak down to somebody else because we've been burned, we're bitter, we haven't let things go.
Exactly.
And you're going to now squash somebody else that could have done great things. I think of how many great people there could be if they didn't have somebody that spoke negatively into them and they couldn't overcome it.
And you want to know what it really is?
What?
People think, subconsciously, that there is a shortage of success.
Yeah.
That if they help someone else make it, it's then taking it from them.
You're preaching now.
When in reality, that is not how our amazing world works.
There's more than enough.
There is a higher power. There are interworkings in this world that we do not understand.
And can't.
And there is absolutely no shortage of success.
Amen.
Everyone can be a star.
Everyone. Just because there's a million songs, write a song. Exactly. A million podcasts, start a podcast. A million cooking shows. Just start.
It sounds so crazy, but it's so inexplicably true that it's hard to explain if you don't get it. But we are here to explain it so that you can get this.
Yes.
There is no shortage of success. Everybody has an opportunity to rise up on their platform.
Amen.
And shine.
No one's taking anything from you.
For the glory of others.
Amen. For his glory and our good.
You better preach it. All right, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he work Ashi and the Sid is not a All right, guys. So many companies are coming out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, which I just think is so great.
Mm.
And Snapchat is going to stop promoting Trump's content on their Discover page.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was pretty shocking. And also, these are like some rapid fire shockers. The Confederate flag is now banned from the Marine Corps. And they're saying that it's a threat to their core values. The Marines are banning the Confederate flag. There's a God. If you don't believe there's a God, guys, come on. I couldn't believe that when I read that.
We are in the midst.
We're in a movement, guys.
We are. We are.
You better be on the right side of history.
Racial healing.
Yes.
And finally quelling all those prejudice demons.
Yes.
That have plagued
Amazon's
our
supporting.
Our
Netflix is supporting. Like so many companies that I already loved. That now I'm so grateful to God I get to continue to love.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Shout out to all.
Shout
those
out
companies.
To all the people that support. And that are fighting with us and for us.
You better preach it.
Yeah.
All right, party people. Do not forget to subscribe.
Share
the podcast with a friend.
Share the podcast.
Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment.
Leave a comment.
Check out SaveSiblings.com for more.
Check it out.
And follow us on Instagram @SaveSiblings. And don't forget to
read your Bible.